It is the fourth Thursday of the month, and that brings us to About Your Health radio program. And speaking today is nurse practitioner Edita Daniata. She recently joined the cardiology department at CGH Main Clinic. She is here to talk about the CGH cardiology. And also, well, we got February coming up, and what a fitting way to look at February, then to call it Heart Month at CGH Medical Center. Good morning, Edita. Welcome.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. Can you tell WSDR listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Edita Daniata. And as you mentioned, I'm a nurse practitioner at Main Clinic in cardiology department at CGH. So I joined the cardiology group in May 2019, and I came from Aurora, Rashcapli Hospital. Originally, I'm from Romania, and I did my undergraduate school in Bucharest. When we moved here, I decided to go in a medical field, and I had my Master of Nursing from Rush University in Chicago. I practiced as a registered nurse for a while, and after that, I decided to go back to school. And I got my Postmaster Nurse Practitioner Certificate as an adult gerontology primary care nurse practitioner from Maryville University, which is in St. Louis, Missouri.
What is an adult gerontology primary care nurse practitioner?
I know a lot of people do not know what gerontology is standing for. So mainly, I'm not specialized in taking care of children, but adults 18 years or older and old population. So geriatric means old or aging population.
And that also involves diagnostic tests and implementing full treatment plans for the patients?
Yes. So as most of the nurse practitioners are in the state of Illinois, adult gerontology nurse practitioner, of course, has authority to prescribe medications, to order, to analyze the test, specific test, and create and implement also treatment for their patients.
Every time I see February, I think of Valentine's Day, and everybody starts thinking about hearts, and February is Heart Month. Tell our listeners more about that for CGH.
Sure. So the American Heart Association is sponsoring month of February, like American Heart Month, to raise awareness about preventing heart disease. Because heart disease, as probably most of the people know, is the leading cause of death, not only for women, but also for men. The good news is, if you do minimal effort, you can prevent heart disease with changing lifestyle. And even if you do have some heart disease, making healthy choices can improve your overall outcomes and the lifestyle.
And we mentioned Valentine's Day. It looks like a week before Valentine's Day, it's going to be National Wear Red Day. What is that?
Yes. So first Friday of every February is designated as American Heart Day and American Red Day in the context of American Heart Month, which is the whole month of February. So mainly, Americans are wearing this red from coast to coast just to remind how important it is to take care of your heart. And this is extending to families, communities, and all people around. So we know that people are more likely to adopt a long-term behavioral changes if they are doing together with friends and family, not by themselves. So we focus mostly on how to prevent and how to treat the heart disease.
National Wear Red Day for 2020 coming up Friday, February 7th. What a great day to do that. Now, okay, so we've got February's Heart Month, we've got Valentine's, we've got red. What's go red for women?
So the American Heart Association came with this acronym to be easy to be remembered, GO RED, where G is staying for get your numbers. So every time when you go and see your primary care, be sure you check your blood pressure and know the numbers. Also, cholesterol needs to be checked, not every time, but based on the age, at least once a year, or if it's very young, once every 2-3 years. O, it's staying for own your lifestyle. So when we say lifestyle, we think about stop smoking, lose weight, exercise, and eat healthy. And this is something which you can do it. It's up to you. Nobody else can come and change this. So you own your lifestyle. R, it's staying for realize your risk. Definitely there are some risk factors. Knowing them is important, but most of the time we think, oh, this is not gonna happen to me. It's not gonna happen to me. Well, just remember, heart disease kills 1 of 3 women. And E is staying for education. Educate your family, educate your children, educate your family. Try to cook healthy food for you and your family. And finally, D, it's staying for don't be silent. Just spread the news. Just tell the woman, your friends, heart disease is the number one killer.
What a great acronym, GO RED. We'll remember that one. Now, is there any way to prevent heart disease? How does a person do that?
Yes, it is. So based on American Heart Association, there are some small steps which we can do, all of us, like replacing the salt, regular salt, with spices, seasoning spices, or be active, stay active every day, do something, and attend community events where you can not only be active, but learn about health resources.
Once again, this is the CGH About Your Health radio program. We're in studio with nurse practitioner Editha Daniata. She recently joined the cardiology department at the CGH Maina Clinic. And What does CGH cardiology offer?
Yes, first of all, we know that heart disease is very common in this area, and not only in this area, so northern Illinois. But the cardiology group at CGH offers a very good care, even if it's just to prevent heart disease, or if we have to treat for different congenital forms of heart disease, or we have to take care of urgent cardiac care, such as heart attack, or have a rehabilitation for our patients after a major event, cardiology team will take care of your heart.
And when should you see a nurse practitioner in cardiology?
So I think about 98% of our patients are coming as a referral from a primary care doctor for either increased risk factors of cardiovascular disease, for symptoms that may indicate the heart issues, or for monitoring the patients after a cardiac event, such a heart attack. And I just want to mention a few of the risk factors. So, history of smoking, abnormal cholesterol level, high blood pressure, that's why we said know your numbers, diabetes, and strong family history of heart disease. Between the symptoms which are most common are chest pain, we name that angina, which often occurs when the arteries that provide the blood to the heart muscles are narrowed, we name that stenosis. There are also rhythm disturbances like palpitations, when you feel the heart beating faster or louder, or missed heartbeats. Shortness of breath is another common sign which may be indicative of congestive heart failure or problems with your heart valves.
And how does CGH stand out?
CGH was recently accredited from American College of Cardiology as a chest pain center. What this is meaning for us, we have 24/7 cardiology available at the hospital. So we know that in acute events like a heart attack, the earlier the intervention, the better the outcomes are because it's less damage to the muscles of the heart.
And, well, we keep bringing it up, February being Heart Month. What's happening at CGH?
CGH has a health foundation which is offering ongoing heart education. So be sure to follow the CGH Medical Center on Facebook. Also, the cafeteria will provide heart healthy menus on a specific date. I'm not sure which week of the month of February, but they have like $1 discount on all of the salads. And also the Growing Healthier program will be focused on heart.
And tell us more about the CGH Health Foundation's Growing Healthier program for February. That's not far away. What will they be presenting?
So the CGH has a program named Growing Healthier, which you mentioned, which mainly provides a free monthly presentation on important health topics. Also, there are some refreshments and giveaways. And yes, I will present in February. The presentation will be on Tuesday, February 18th at 6 o'clock in the afternoon in the CGH Ryberg Auditorium. And I chose as a topic, hypertension, the silent killer. And the reason for me to choose this topic was because 1 in 3 adults are having high blood pressure, which is a total of about 75 million American adults. Well, the sad part is only half of these people with high blood pressure have the condition under control. And high blood pressure was a primary or contributing cause of death for more than 410,000 Americans in 2014. That's more than 1,100 deaths per day. So I name it the silent killer because most of the time they are not obvious symptoms related with hypertension. And certain physical traits like lifestyle choices and medical condition can put you at a greater risk of high blood pressure. And if it's left untreated, the damage that high blood pressure does to your circulatory system may lead to serious medical condition like heart attack, stroke, heart failure, kidney disease, vision loss, peripheral artery disease, even sexual dysfunction and bone loss. Please join us for this free program to learn more about hypertension. Again, it's a free program and it's open to the public.
Yeah, no excuses on this one. Again, Tuesday, February 18th at 6 p.m. at the CGH Ryberg Auditorium. What heart services does CGH offer on a regular basis?
As we mentioned before, the first step in preventing and even in treating the condition of heart disease is to know your numbers. So the CGH Health Foundation offers free screenings on a monthly basis to provide you with the numbers, blood sugar numbers and blood pressure numbers. These are free and you don't have to be fasting. So for the month of February, we have 4 different dates and 4 different locations. On February 6th, between 8 to 9:30 in the morning in the main clinic lobby, we have one of them. Another one is on Thursday, February 13th, between 11:30 to 1 o'clock p.m. It is in the center lobby of the hospital entrance. The third one is on February 20th between 3 to 4:30 p.m. on County Market. And the last one is February 21st, will be on Friday between 8 to 9:30 at Westwood Fitness Center. We don't expect you to remember all these dates and the hours, but please just visit cghmc.com/calendar for more information. And another way to know your numbers is through the Health Foundation also. They have once a month cholesterol and glucose screening. It will be by appointment this time, and it's not free, it's $30, and also require 12 hours of fasting. And for the month of February is Thursday, February 27. If you want to schedule an appointment, you can call at 815-625-0400, extension 5716, or as I mentioned before, visit our website cghmc.com/calendar.
A lot of great stuff there. Thank you so much, Edita.
You're very welcome.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and everybody's gonna remember, you know, throw it in there with Valentine's Day. February is Heart Month, and to schedule an appointment with a nurse practitioner, Edita Daniata, in cardiology or for any of your CGH health services, all you gotta do is call 815-625-4790, and you may also get all the great details at cghmc.com. Again, thank you, Edita, and have a good day.
You too.
That is your About Your Health CGH radio program on WSDR.